T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Yes, it is Thursday morning. It is August 4th, 6:10. Jen Tui's vacation continues. She's off today. She is off tomorrow. She will be back on Monday. So it is Producer Matt. It is also myself. Producer Matt, good morning to you, man.
Good morning.
Lots of things happening on the show today, but let's get to today's forecast, where some thunderstorms certainly linger around for your Thursday. We'll see highs in the 80s, and it'll be humid again today, so certainly expect that throughout your Thursday. Hopefully the rest of your Wednesday was a good one. As I mentioned, we are, one of the things that we do on the show, and we take pride in, is covering Cleveland, and I feel like we have like a bajillion guests on today, which is tremendous. Dan Crandall of Great Northern Mall. We'll talk about tax-free weekend, and also, is there a Toys R Us in that Macy's? I have to ask him. We don't have a Macy's in Menor. Remember, we were breaking that news last week or the week before, where these Toys R Us locations are showing up, maybe a couple hundred square feet in Macy's locations. Is that a Great Northern? I mean, I know I probably shouldn't go down that path when I'm talking about tax-free weekend, but I have to. Is there a Jeffrey's sign? Do we have a giraffe in the mall? Like, can you give us a little scoop on that? So we're certainly going to ask him coming up here right around 7:10. Also, Andrew Zellman, our Cleveland insider. I did not realize, and I should know. I mean, I love desserts. I have an issue, hence my body shape. Jack Frost Donuts opening a satellite shop at the West Side Market. I didn't know. West Side Market going through a lot of different things, obviously still owned by the city, and, you know, nonprofit taking over. There's a lot of things going on, just generally speaking, with the West Side Market that we'll get into a little bit at 6:45. But specifically that Jack Frost Donuts, I mean.
And if you haven't been to West 25th in a minute, there is so much happening. There's the new Chula, the Indian place, mm-hmm. the new Pins place, there's the new Bright Side. I mean, I think it's worth a visit. If you've not been down in a minute, you know, maybe even since COVID, who knows? Take on down. Going down for a Saturday. There's a lot to do.
Absolutely. It is amazing, the transformation with there and Hingetown and every – if you haven't been there, to your point, for a couple of years, it's almost unrecognizable, some of the corners in Hingetown and every – what is – am I in the right area? What is happening down here?
Is this East 25th?
Yeah, exactly. Where am I going? So, we will certainly get into that. I certainly want to start off the show with what happened last night at the keg tapping at the Hofbräu Haus, which is a good time. And thanks to everybody that went there. And we have to talk about that. Details coming up in about 3 minutes. Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We'll certainly get to everything Hofbräu Haus and what's going on, including a Frozen character day at Hofbräu Haus a little bit later on this month. Oh, yeah. Lots of things happening. We'll get to that later on the show. But keg tapping last night, it is always a good time. It is so funny because I always think about this when I go to Hofbräu Haus, which is not enough, to be perfectly honest with you. Whenever I go there, you can't have a bad time. It's always a party. There's music going. There's beverages flowing. I had the schnitzel last night, which was tremendous. It's a schnitzel Wednesday, so certain schnitzel, $12.99. You're not going to beat that. And I just wanted to thank everybody. The beer master, I did this years ago, was the quote-unquote celebrity keg tapper. And the beer master's a great guy. Graduated from Menor, 97. Like, he's been there since the beginning of this new location of Hofbräu Haus, which is tremendous. But so many people tapped the keg. I didn't screw up, which was great. And they tell you when you tap the keg, you know, you tap it in, then you take a sip of the beverage, and then you either give a thumbs up if it's really good, and everybody in the hall gets a free beer as long as the keg lasts. If you give it a thumbs down, then the band gets to drink the entire keg. So I gave it a thumbs up because it was tremendous. And everybody had a good time. You know, it was fun to do, and we certainly post pictures and Barbara, if you know anybody, if you know anything about the Hofbrauhaus, whether it was the old location, what's the new location, she's still there and doing her thing. It is just a I'm telling you, it is a party. People doing shot skis. I mean,
a Wednesday night shot ski. I love it. I love it so much. And I'm glad that you were able to do it and you drank the whole beer. I saw that video.
Yeah, I did that. Well, they said, you know, if you want to do something fun, if you want to take a sip, if you want to, it's really kind of up to whatever you want to do. So he gave that as an option. So I thought to myself, okay, let's go ahead and do this. And yeah, so I did that last time.
I think we have to share that. That was very impressive.
Yeah, I got
to
post it. We have a bunch of pictures. Once again, Jen and Tim show all over the place as far as the social media, but I just posted some pictures on Instagram as well. So once again, thanks for having me. We'll certainly learn more about Hofbrauhaus and how we can all get involved in the really cool things they're doing later on this month. That's coming up later in the show. Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim show. We're at 6:25 coming up before 7 o'clock. Before 7 o'clock, we have to get into some Grey's Anatomy drama. We can't really wait for Jen on Monday for this Grey's Anatomy drama. And we'll certainly loop her in. But, I mean, first of all, nobody's left on the show. Nobody watches the show. I've talked about this before. And people that do watch the show, that's fantastic. Trust me, I get it. I feel that, for me, my Grey's Anatomy, and by the way, I've always said this, the first, and I don't know, let's just say 5 seasons, just to say mm-hmm. 5 seasons. I don't know. But the first 5 seasons, we'll say, I thought were fantastic. I thought that it was well casted. I loved the storylines. And I've been out, so I really can't comment on the last several years, except for some episodes I've watched here or there. I just randomly just say that the show now stinks. So, but to me, my Grey's Anatomy is The Walking Dead. And what I mean by that is I just have this vested interest that I have watched it for so long. Even when some of the seasons, and if it's on that long, mm-hmm. they're bound to be horrendous storylines and maybe character development that you don't really, you didn't really have a passion for the character to begin with. And now you're going down this rabbit hole of episodes of a character and the deep dive. And you don't, you can see they're grasping a thing. Well, I don't think there's much argument now that, I mean, maybe they're, and we talked a little bit about this off the air, maybe they're really going after eventually a 20th season and then out, because now, I mean,
I think that's the play, yeah. Right? Because they're at season 19. And so at this point, if they could just make it to that nice 20, it's a nice round number, right? Bring back all the guests that they've had on, go out with a bang. That's the plan, right?
That would be cool, but I just feel like maybe they all hate each other. The Katherine Heigl's, what? Like, are they all friends? Do they care? Was there a bad falling out? Because, I mean, you've heard rumors for decades on air. It was a fantastic ensemble, but off the air, I don't know, even for an episode, unless they maybe zoomed each other and they get, I don't know.
Katherine Heigl's on for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, and I don't mean to point her out. I just, just thinking of, quality characters from seasons 1 through whatever it was.
And Christina O has said, or Sandra O, who played Christina in the show, she's mentioned, I have no desire to go back.
Nothing. And she's busy. She's doing her own thing and movies and everything else. So we will get to a main character, basically only on, I don't know, 40% of the shows this coming season. I bet you can guess who it is. The only person left. All right, it's coming up in a half hour. Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim show. How can you take advantage of tax-free weekend at Great Northern Mall? That is on the way, coming up at 7:10. And a round of Trump Timme at 7:30 for a $50 gift card to Great Northern Mall. That is on the way, as Jen has the day off today and tomorrow. And it is a shame, because what we were talking about, we'll probably have to bring it up again, because there's no way. Well, I shouldn't say no way. She keeps track of a lot of things on vacation. Me, phone's off, I'm out, nobody hears from me. Heard little bit different, but when you have relatively breaking Grey's Anatomy news, no, it's not ending, it continues on, the show that will never be canceled or go off the air is Grey's Anatomy. But it is a really intriguing spin, because, and I kid all the time, and I understand, not all the characters are going to stay on, the McDreamy, the McSteamies, and we listed quite a few of them 10 minutes ago, but when Ellen Pompeo is really not going to be on very many episodes in the upcoming season. And I understand, by the way, in the time slot, I don't have it in front of me. I've certainly joked with Jen before, what are they against? What are you in a time, in that time slot? What are you watching if you're watching network TV across from Grey's Anatomy? I mean, I think that's part of their success, not only because people love the show and have loved the show through the years, but now when it's – I mean, let's face it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. You're not going to compare it to Ozark and some of these other things. It's just – it's not comparable. But, I mean, Ellen Pompeo's not going to be in much of it this year, right?
What's going on? The story is that she's going to appear in 8 episodes of the upcoming 19th season. It's now starting production. She will continue to narrate but may not do voiceover in every episode. You know how she goes like, some days life is like a chocolate, like the narration parts?
I think that's Forrest Gump. Well, I don't think she narrated Forrest Gump. I'm pretty sure that
okay,
was Tom Hanks.
I was just trying to give an example. Like, she does the voiceover narration. So I took a look. I did some research. Last season had 20 episodes.
Okay.
So let's just assume this season has 20.
That's
She's
fair.
Not going to be in half. She's going to be in like 40%, yeah. 8 out of 20 maybe. So the part of the reason is she's taking on a new role and she's going to star in Hulu's this limited series inspired by the story of a adopted child who the parents claim was an adult sociopath pretending to be a child. So it's a new project, and to be fair, we've seen – I mean, Meredith Grey, a.k.a. Ellen Pompeo, has been saying for years how she wants something new. She wants a challenge. So it's not fully surprising, but yeah, this is going to be a first. I mean, she's usually in every episode, right? Every single episode.
Even Ellen Pompeo is done with Grey's Anatomy. Even she's over it. I mean, she's doing other things. She's moving on doing other things. Which, by the way, that Hulu show sounds pretty good.
It does.
That sounds pretty deep.
I would love to see Ellen Pompeo in a non-Grey's Anatomy role. Because this is all she's been doing.
Basically for quite a while. And done it very well. Yeah. I mean, she's certainly done it very well. So there you go.
So what are they going to do in the show? Is she going to go on vacation? Is she going to... You know, go visit family.
I'm not gonna act like I know the storyline because I do not know the storyline, and I am not fully sure if actually Jen knows the entire storyline at this point in time. So I don't know how they would spin that. And if you do, maybe and there are certainly people. Yeah. You know, we talk about Grey's Anatomy. There's always one person that calls, and it's usually Jen's cousin. 216. I'm serious.
Jen's
call,
cousin.
Call.
Please
That's
call
fine.
In. Yeah.
It's, phones are open. I'm looking at them right now. 216-578-1021. So that's certainly a big scoop. If you do love Grey's Anatomy, not a lot of Ellen Pompeo next season. Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim Show, always live on the free Odyssey app. You can download that today. I was listening to Odyssey app a lot yesterday out by the pool and doing some things like that. Very easy, free to download. Make sure you follow Star 102 Cleveland. We'll always send you some push notifications and some very important things that are happening, or if we just want to say hi or whatever it might be. So there you go. Ellen Pompeo scaling back on Grey's Anatomy. Can you believe that? Jen is not here and we're talking about this. I don't know what's going on.
I snapped her. I snapped her the story. So I haven't talked to her at all since she's left. But I had to reach out because that's some big news.
It is big. Did she reply or she didn't reply?
Let me see if she viewed it. Maybe she's Wi-Fi-less right now. I don't know.
All right. You look at that, see if she replies.
It says delivered 11 hours ago, so she hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah. She's had enough of us. She's just waiting for Monday.
She saw that. Matt and was like, nope, phone down.
So that was some – I mean, once again, you love Grey's Anatomy. Jen, we talk about it on the show, and she watches Grey's Anatomy. Ellen Pompeo scaling back on Grey's as she launches into a new Hulu series. We talked about that a minute ago. And we were curious about the direction. I'm not going to act like I know the storyline because I don't watch Grey's at this point in time. But you're the Grey's Anatomy correspondent. Go right ahead on maybe where this might shift.
So Meredith has on the show, she's has had an sort of intern or interim role on at a Boston facility. And I'm guessing that she's probably going to take more of a role at that facility rather than the Seattle Grey's facility.
Is it still good?
I think so. I mean, okay. They keep bringing in new characters, new storylines, and I didn't know this until recently that they actually have a lot of the medical storylines that are based on actual true storylines because they have different medical staff on their writing staff. So they have consultants that bring in actual true stories.
Yeah, that was going to say, to that point, and they certainly hit COVID very hard when COVID was at its height, shall we say. And then I also, it's so funny you mentioned that because I did read something on how Grey's Anatomy, how accurate they are, mm-hmm. as you're mentioning, to how they would address the situation, maybe some terminology and those type of things, that they're actually pretty accurate for a, you know, for a medical drama.
Exactly.
It's 71 degrees in North Royalton, our city of the day. I'm producer Matt, and here's the three things you need to know. Cedar Fair, the parent company of Cedar Point and 12 other amusement properties, continues to recover from the pandemic, generating record revenue in the second quarter of 2022, paying down debt and reinstating a quarterly dividend for the first time in more than 2 years. Attendance across all Cedar Fair parks was 7.8 million in the second quarter, down 8% from the same period in 2019. And Dolly Parton, she'll be visiting Ohio next week to celebrate and secure funds for her Imagination Library program. Dolly will be visiting a private luncheon at the OSU campus to raise that money and awareness for her Imagination Library program in Ohio, where she hooks up young children with free books.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo is celebrating the birth of a new Francois Langoir baby. Langer baby? Okay, I should have looked this up before. Francois?
How you can go on the air and say what you just said. And no shame. I do not know. I don't know what you just said. I think you said a French pastry. And you're acting like it's
the Cleveland Park is bringing a new croissant. It's a cute little baby monkey.
I think it was a French pant you just mentioned. I don't know what that was.
Okay.
That was one of the best three things you need to know. Sorry, Jen, that I have ever heard maybe in my entire life.
I'm going to pull that audio. Okay, so the zoo is celebrating the birth of a new monkey. The species,
so that's the species of
Francois.
And then you just keep going. You're just going to power through it.
I power through every time. Okay, I'm going to get the exact pronunciation. If you want to look it up.
You want to do that before you go on the air. Spoiler alert. Like, before you'd even try it, you might want to know exactly what it is. Maybe there's an actor or actress. I look it up. I think, oh, wait, I know him or her from whatever it is. And I look it up to make sure I have it correct to present it on the air. And then there's you. Hey, Monkey Francois Poncha. Let's roll with it.
Well, I think it's because my eyesight is a little, like, the text is a little small. And I think I saw it earlier. I was like, oh, it's a Francois Langoir.
It's like when you take phone calls. No shame that I'm going to go on the air with the wrong name. It does not, it 100% is not of concern to you at all.
Listen, all you need
Marine, how are you? It's Colleen. Matt doesn't care. Matt just does not type it in.
All you need to know is that there's a cute baby monkey that you can visit at the second floor of the rainforest right now. It was born on July 16th, and it's really adorable. No matter what species it is, very cute baby. It's 7:02.
Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We are at 7-Eleven. Good Thursday morning to you. We'll play a round of Trump Timmy coming up at 7:30. And your first word to win's on the way here in just over an hour at 8:22. If you love the Goo Goo Dolls, this is your week to listen to Star 102. So there'll be a Jacobs Pavilion next week on the 10th. And you also get qualified for the grand prize, a meet and greet, and get qualified for tickets to the show with your words to win all week long. So we've got that coming up. Do we do a redemption of what just happened a few minutes ago? Almost like a Tosh.0 redemption if I say, hey, it's producer Matt with one of the three things you need to know.
The Cleveland Metro Park Zoo is celebrating the birth of a new Francois Langer baby, which according to the San Francisco Zoo. And it's also known as the leaf monkey. And the name, you're probably wondering, well, why is the species named Francois? It's actually named after a French consul who lived in the 1800s in the area where the monkey is from. So that's why the name. Anyway, you can see the new baby Francois Langer baby in the rainforest on the second floor during regular zoo hours. So,
wow, you really deep dove into that over the last 8 minutes or so. You had the origin of the monkey.
Yeah.
And
geographically, they're located in China. They're actually a threatened endangered animal. And yeah, very interesting. And actually, the least studied species belonging to the Colin Bay subfamily. So
then you decided to pronounce another word that you don't know how to pronounce.
Okay, you're
all
right.
All you had to do was just...
I mean, it has to be Colombine.
I don't even know.
Colombine. Okay.
Anywho, it's the leave eating monkeys. Yeah. It's, yeah,
I really didn't. I didn't need you to go. I just wanted you to correctly pronounce the species of monkey.
Listen, I'm not.
Now we're gonna have to go back and look.
I'm not
the
gonna
other
call
word
anyone out, but there was a local story that, in video form, they didn't even name the species. They just
said
new monkey.
Because they didn't know how to say it. That's
exactly.
Smart.
At least I was attempting. I was attempting to give that species
no,
name.
No, you leave it out. You leave it out. You don't know. You leave it out.
To be fair, this I think actor, I said Francois the first time, and you said that sounds like a French pastry.
You were. All right, some of that accurate. All right, well, I do know that his name is Dan Crandall from Great Northern Mall on a tax-free weekend. Take advantage of it tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. What does that mean? What else is going on there? Let's find out next. If you make either myself or Beth of Vermilion pronounce that monkey name, I'm out of here.
You know, it's funny. There is a question about the new Francois Langer baby at the zoo.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, spoiler alert. Great. All right, Beth. $50 Great Northern Mall gift card. Who knows what he's asking today? So let's begin the game. At least you're battling me and not Jen. So that's a little bit easier. Okay. It's a lot bit easier. Does that make sense? All right, Beth. So let's begin the game. Just ask me to leave the room.
All right, Tim, if you could leave the room, please.
Absolutely.
All right, swapping places. All right, here we go. Question number one. Britney Spears is in a sassy social media fight with an L.A. church. Britney claims the church denied her to use the venue. The church is a wedding venue. So, and the church says that she never asked. So, drama. When getting married in your vows, you say, I blank.
Your name?
When getting married in your vows, you say, like, oh. I
take the groom be my lawfully wedded husband.
All right. Question two. Warner Brothers is scraping the Batgirl movie they shot earlier this year. Batgirl is in the same universe as Bruce Wayne, also known as
Batman.
Question number three. She-Hulk will be pushing their premiere back due to Dancing with the Stars. So She-Hulk, it's going to be on Disney Plus, and She-Hulk works as what? Attorney, a teacher, an attorney, or a doctor?
Attorney.
Question number four. The Cleveland Metro Park Zoo is celebrating the birth of a new Francois Langer baby. What is the name of the... That pronunciation will haunt me for the rest of the day. What's the name of the inquisitive monkey who goes on adventures with a man who wears a yellow-colored hat?
George.
And question five, Grey's Anatomy alert. Ellen Pompeo will only appear in 8 episodes of the upcoming 19th season of Grey's Anatomy. What is the name of the Mexican telenovela based on Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, I have no idea.
No worries. I'm gonna put. We'll blame me. That's fine. I'm going to put you on hold, Beth. 1 second. And when we get back, we're going to see if Tim can do it or if Beth is getting that $50 gift card to Great Northern Mall for the tax-free weekend. Let's see next here. Star 102, The Jen and Tim Show.
$50 Great Northern Mall gift card up for grabs again today. We have Beth of Vermilion. She's playing a round of Trump Timme as Jen Tui has the day off today. She'll also be off tomorrow, and she will be back on Monday. So, Beth of Vermilion, how did she do?
Beth got 4.
Oh, no. I mean, congratulations, Beth. Oh, man. Nice job.
Well, the one question I could tell, I was like, Beth seems confused. So I blamed myself.
Wow.
Which I rarely do.
I hope there's an air check of that. Is there an air check of that? Matt blamed himself?
It's Thursday, August 4th, 7:42. Wow. I think that my question might have been the problem. So,
it was. I need to sit down for a second.
Don't you sit in that chair.
I can't believe this just happened. It was a Thursday morning, August 4th. There was humidity. There were thunderstorms in the air.
It was going to be a rainy day.
And producer Matt, I cannot... Well, did you get an air check? I need to send that to Jen that you admitted that on the air. This is not.
Hey, I haven't texted your whole vacation, but Matt was wrong. And so here you go.
Well, not that he was wrong, that he admitted he was wrong is what I take away.
That's true. I'm always wrong. It's just admitting it's the issue.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to roll into it. Question one. Britney Spears is in a sassy social media fight with an L.A. church. Britney says the church denied her usage of the church for a wedding venue. And the church says they were never asked. Now, when getting married in your vows, you say, I
am not sure if I should do this. I'm kidding.
I think you get it right just for that response.
I do. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so originally, yeah, I was thinking I do, but I think Beth wasn't sure because maybe I put the vows in there. So, Tim, you get it right, okay. And Beth kind of gets it right because I'm going to just get rid of the question. I think maybe it was too difficult for people.
I don't know what I just walked into. I was in the hallway. I don't even – there we go. So I'll just dig this. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking like when you get married, you're like, I do.
Right.
All right. But maybe because I put vows in there. Do people maybe think like
I see what
in
you're
your
saying.
Vows, you're like, I take the.
I got you.
You know, what I was trying to be cute and easy, but I think it was.
Beth was right. What a crap question you wrote.
Well, I don't think she said that.
Okay.
I think she was definitely thinking that.
Okay. I'm kidding. That's fine. All right.
Question two. Warner Brothers is scrapping the Batgirl movie they shot earlier this year. It's not coming out anywhere anytime soon. Batgirl is in the same universe as Bruce Wayne, also known as?
Batman.
Batman.
All right. That was $100 million I think they wasted on that movie. Certain screen, like there have been plenty of horrible movies that have been released. Yeah. And that one, they're not even released. Isn't that crazy?
Well,
they're not releasing
they've
it.
They've filmed it.
Yes.
It's shot. Like, they have the footage. Why not just release it?
Yeah, not even, I don't know if it's technically studio audiences, but people watched it, and it was so horrible that they said, you know what, to help save the franchise and not release, we're not even releasing the movie. $100 million just, you know, for nothing.
Right. I wish I had $100 million to do nothing with.
Yeah.
Oh. Question three. She-Hulk. Pushing back their premiere due to Dancing with the Stars. She-Hulk does what at work? A teacher, an attorney, or a doctor?
She-Hulk at work. I think an attorney.
It is attorney.
Okay.
She-Hulk, attorney at law.
I think it's in a Hallie.
She rents a room here at the Hallie building.
Get some office space.
Your Honor. Question four.
I don't know what he ate last night, Beth, or what is going on today.
It was
with producer
donuts
Matt.
And pizza. It was not a good dinner last night.
I'm really enjoying this show today, and I needed it. After being up late at Hoffa House tapping a keg, I really needed this energy for producer Matt today.
Okay. Question four. Tim, I don't know if you heard about this. The Cleveland Metro Park Zoo is celebrating the birth of a new Francois Langer baby. It's a baby monkey. What's the name of the inquisitive monkey who goes on adventures with a man who wears a yellow-colored hat?
It's Curious George, isn't it?
It is Curious George.
I love even how you're presenting the information. The question is like, did you know? I've heard it incorrectly several times.
Well, Tim, question five. Did you know Ellen Pompeo will only appear in 8 episodes of the upcoming season of Grey's Anatomy?
Uh-huh.
What's the name of the Mexican telenovela based on Grey's Anatomy?
What? I don't even... Beth, can you get me out of here? I don't know.
Well, Tim, I can't believe you missed the 2 seasons of El Corazón Abierto. And I'm like 95% sure that's the correct pronunciation.
This is what I go through. I like that this is transferring on the air. I don't even know. Because he calls that baby monkey, I think, the restaurant that's actually located in Vermilion the first time around.
The Francois Langer. Honey, where should we dine this weekend? Well, the Francois Langer has a
what's
great
the name of the
steak
restaurant?
Special.
What's the name of the really nice restaurant in Vermilion?
Oh.
Chez Francois.
Chez Francois! I told you it was. All right. Let's get out of here. Final totals, please.
Beth with 4, but Tim with 4.
Okay. All right. Beth deserves a $900 gift card to Great Northern Mall after that.
I have to pay Beth $50 of my own money, I think,
yeah.
Honestly.
So we'll give you his debit card number off the air. But before we do that, you know what you need to say.
Beth from Vermilion, and I did not trump Timmy.
Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim Show, always live on the free Odyssey app. We have your workday kickoff on the way. Of course, your first word to win of the day coming up at 8:22. Getting you qualified to see the Goo Goo Dolls at Jacobs Pavilion next week on the 10th and qualify for the grand prize, a meet and greet. This can't be good. We have a call about one of your questions during a round of Trump Tim as Jen Tui has the day off today. And also tomorrow, good morning to you.
Hey, Tim, you guys are crazy, but I want to know, what was the answer to the last question?
Oh, the Mexican telenovela based on Grey's Anatomy. It's called El Corazón Abierto, which is Spanish for an open heart. And yeah, they basically took Grey's Anatomy and tried to make it into a Mexican telenovela, and it was on for 2 years.
Wow, you guys are crazy. Wait till Jen gets back and sees what you guys have done.
He said, yeah, talk about baby monkeys and a cortisone shot or whatever he just said. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, like I said, you guys are crazy. Calm down over there. You're having too much fun today. Anyway, you guys keep having fun. I enjoy you. You make me laugh every day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.